Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of February 24th, 2024. My name is Parker, and I'm your phonologist for this week. February 24th brought us the beautiful full moon called the snow moon. The Ojibwe name for this full moon is called the bear moon. February's moon is the micro moon this year. Think of this term as the opposite of a supermoon. It simply means that this moon is the furthest point from the Earth, not the nearest point. One of our local Duluth news stations reported that the month of February is the least snowiest on record, as records at the Duluth airport. The snow total was 1.6 inches as of February 28th. Interestingly enough, the other top three least snowiest winters also fell on a leap year, one in 1896 with 2.1 inches of snow, the second in 1988 with 2.3 inches, and the third in 1888 with 2.4 inches. The average temperature for the year of 2023 through 2024 so far has been 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Sunday, February 25th, while Miss Ralph was at Brighton Beach, she saw her first two ducks and four geese since fall of last year. On Thursday, February 29th, Miss Urban saw two Bohemian waxwings feeding on the ground next to her driveway. Bohemian waxwings and cedar waxwings can be found in mixed flocks, usually visiting the top of trees to forage. They especially like to eat berries. In mixed flocks, Bohemian waxwings are slightly larger than cedars. Bohemians have a rusty red undertails and gray bellies, compared to cedars, which have white undertails and yellowish bellies. Both have waxy tips to their wings and a bright yellow band on the tip of their tails. Bohemian waxwings are usually only seen in Minnesota in winter. They spend their summer in northern Canada and Alaska. On February 27th, Laura saw two crows who seemed to be fighting. However, upon closer inspection, she realized that, in fact, they were mating. This is unusual because crows usually start mating in March through April. On Wednesday, February 28th, Miss Urban noticed that the maple trees had some wet spots on their bark. The warm temperatures at the beginning of the week would have caused the sap to flow. And if the trees have broken branches or wounds, the sap can leak out of the cracks and make the bark wet. On Thursday, February 29th, Miss Urban noticed that at the big kids' playground, the willow buds had bursted. Many species of willow trees have fluffy white buds that are easy to see when they burst. On Wednesday, February 28th, Miss Jackson's class wrote in their phonology agendas at their sit spots that it was bright sunny day in a pure blue sky. The wind was frigid and the temperature was 14 degrees Fahrenheit. Students could see their breath in the cold air. Not a sight nor sound of bird, living or living creature, was heard or spotted. There was only a few small patches of snow and ice. Students have been disappointed that we have not been able to snowshoe or ski this winter on our school's nature trail. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.